Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, our chance to get an update here on education this morning. We're going to talk Manhattan Christian College later in the program, but we start off like we normally do here on the third Wednesday of the month, talking USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joins us here this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
And we're also joined by Kristen Brighton, one of the members of the Manhattan Ogden School Board. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Pleasure to have you both on. Of course, we just wrapped up the end of the school year here on Friday, had the commencement or graduation, as it's called at the high school level. And that was a nice celebration on Friday. And I know a lot of folks were worried this past weekend that we were going to have weather challenges. But, boy, it was nice to hear that it went off without a hitch.
It was a super cool experience to be able to do Manhattan High graduation at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I know it inconvenienced a few people that the graduation ceremony had to be moved a week, but to have it the same weekend as K-State's commencement so we could have it at the stadium. But it was a super wonderful experience to be able to use the big screens and have plenty of room for social distancing and have all the kids have a moment under the lights. I was privileged to get to be on the stage, and there was just energy in the air. It was super exciting. And then there started to be thunder and lightning up in the real air. And then we got a little panicky that we were going to have to clear the stadium because of lightning. So we had to speed things up, which made it a little chaotic in the second half. But I think everybody was glad that the rain held out and we were able to finish the ceremony. And after such a rough year, it was great to give the students a really great send off. And I just want to say on behalf of the whole board, thank you to Kansas State University for letting us offer the students that experience.
Yeah, it really was a cool experience, and we were flying there for a while just to try to get everybody through before we get shut down. I just, you know, where we were sitting, we could see the south skies, and I think most of it went south of us, and it was staying far enough away, but I'm like, okay, there's 100 kids left, okay, there's 50 kids left, we got to make sure we can get this knocked out. So, you know, props to the class of 2020 and 2021. I think we had a few from 2020 show up to walk the stage as well. So grateful, just grateful. And K-State and the MHS staff, they just do a great job organizing that where it can go off as well as it does. So really grateful.
Plus a hats off to the two students who spoke, KJ Jones and Nicole Savage. They both did a terrific job. It probably was pretty nerve-wracking to speak in such a huge venue and kind of made them feel like a rock star, but they both really did a great job, and it was a great tribute to their class and their classmates and all everybody has gone through this year. We've achieved a lot of learning despite some challenges, and I think we were all glad to finish the year with a big celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to put a bow on that school year and look ahead going forward. And as we go into the summer months, I know there's a lot happening at the school district just because the students aren't in school. That doesn't mean there's not work going on, and there's quite a bit of it as you get ready to open a new elementary school and a lot of movement going on behind the scenes. Right, Eric?
Absolutely. So we got out of school, you know, Friday afternoon. I think some of our elementaries got out at 4:05. At 6 o'clock in the evening, we were clearing out Bergman Elementary School, basically moving everything out of the way with the major renovations that we've got going there this summer. They didn't waste any time. They worked on Saturday, Sunday to be able to move Eisenhower Middle School. They started on Anthony Monday. And one of the cool things then is that some of our student groups are helping support those moves as well. So we kind of put a sign out. So one of the prop groups that we got for Saturday was dance team. Dance team came in and moved and got major props from the people in charge, saying those girls came in and outworked most of the even working group. And I was proud of our kids for stepping up. So it was a way for us to get some money to those clubs that wanted to help us move, because we need to pay people to move anyway. Might as well be our kids. So I think our wrestling group, our band's taken several things, National Honor Society, I think they were offered to every group at the high school, and I think most of them took us up on some of those offers. So we're moving schools this week. It's moving week.
Well, that's good to hear, and nice to hear that there's so many good student volunteers able to help with that. And, you know, I've driven by a number of the construction projects. Of course, I have a daughter that goes to Marland Elementary, and I know it's been kind of one of the last schools here in the Bond Project to get going with construction, but they got the fences up and they've begun work.
Oh, they're not last, Brandon.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, Northview hasn't started.
Oh, okay.
I got quite a few that aren't even under design yet. As far as the elementary schools go, it's Bergman, Amanda Arnold, and Marlatt was next.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got some remodels going in on some classrooms, some casework going in, some redesign, advancing of the parking lot. So you'll see some changes at Marlatt next year. We're real excited for those changes in what we're bringing to Marlatt. So I think they're going to like it. They're going to like it a lot.
Very cool. Yeah, it's tough. I talk about the congestion over there all the time to going to pick up my daughter. It's tough to find a place to park, but that will be improved here shortly, it sounds like. So
it'll be improved, probably not totally fixed, but much improved.
Yeah.
Brandon, it will take people. I think when we come back to school and some of those changes at Marlatt, people are going to need to understand it's going to look a little different than it used to. There'll be a different traffic pattern, where we drop off, where we pick up, you know, how we do things. So pay attention for things in the fall, and your principal should be sending out communications. They'll probably do some videos. I know Mrs. Stevens did some videos at the start of school of what it looks like with COVID. My guess is she'll do some videos of this is what drop off looks like now and pickup looks like now, and here's the changes you'll see at Marlatt Elementary.
Okay, good to know. And obviously there's construction going on across the district. We're getting ready to unveil a big piece of that bond project this Friday out at Anthony Middle School. And I've heard some folks have gotten a chance to get a sneak peek in it. I'm hearing good things.
Kristen, have you heard anything on that?
Nope. You can take that one.
I've heard nothing but positive. I have not been blessed with the opportunity to go through yet. I think I was offered and I wasn't able to make that tour. I am excited to see it when I can. It's a lot of work by a lot of people for a long period of time. So grateful to see those doors open and start serving the community first at Anthony Rec Center and then moving on to Eisenhower Rec Center in a couple months, I think. Hopefully before the end of summer, we should have that rolling over at Eisenhower too.
Very cool.
That's Brandon, just keep in mind, those are city rec centers on school district property that were kind of a partnership, but they're city funded, not through our bond program.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Thank you for the reminder on that one.
Sales tax money at work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know a lot of people are excited to be able to utilize those, and it'll be neat to see that come to fruition. I know there's other construction going on. The high school continues. What's going on over there over the summer?
Well, right now it's wet.
Yeah.
I hope we can get dried out. On the east side of the building, yeah, they're still doing dirt work and foundation utilities, getting those moved around. On the west end of the building, they're a little more closed in. So they're starting on the inside work of fitness center, the gym, getting those hallways put together so we can have a back entrance connected to that parking on the backside of Manhattan High. So, yeah, we're working on both sides of the building in between, trying to get summer weights and the different athletic teams access to the gyms and the weight rooms and all that fun stuff. So I think we got a little home forum slot right in the middle of where we're working.
All right. And, of course, the big piece is the Oliver Brown Elementary School. Is that looking like it's going to be open on time here for the school year?
They keep telling me yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep believing them. They're going to have to push. And I think that's true with about any construction project. You got to push at the end. They were able to close in the north half of the building and work where some of those rooms are getting really close to finish. And they'll be turning their attention to the south half of the building. I think they already have, but they'll be starting working on finishes there too. But toward the middle, end of June, we should have the building handed over where we can start putting furniture in.
All right, that's exciting. I know a lot of folks are eager to see that school and be able to go walk through it eventually here, and we'll keep an eye on that one. We'll take a break, come back with more from USD 383 here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.